get yours?
My car. I'm gonna go find it. Should be on the top. It's open. It's up in the compact section at the end of the row on the first row. Okay, let's begin correcting. Let's, pass them around. Give your call to friend. Table of $5 bill to the staff. No, for the corrector. They'll do a good job for you. Somebody want to trade with you. Mary, why don't you trade with you? True or false? 10 points. The first one is false. The second one is true. The third one is true. The fourth one is true. The fifth one is what? True. The sixth one is what? What is not white wool, it's white linen. What's the difference between wool and linen? Wool is made out of sheep's hair and linen is made out of flax. Seven. What is that, true or false?
True.
True. Number nine. How many think it's true? Number nine. How many think it's false? Oh, I'm sorry. Number eight. Okay. Same answer. False. Number nine. False. Number ten. True. On the paper you're collecting, how many, raise your hand if they make three or more? Two or more? One or more? Anybody got one or more? Okay. For the, tell me what they make there. Okay. How many missed number two of those that missed? I mean, not your paper, when you're correcting, has number two wrong.
Everybody.
Does that mean that they thought it was, should have been overlaid with gold? Okay, the sacrifice altar is a burnt offering altar. It's the altar of incense that's overlaid with gold, and that's on the inside of the building. The sacrifice altar is out in the court. It's what they put the lamb sacrifice on. And it was brass over on that one. Should have been overlaid with brass. The brass is a symbol of judgment. And the lamb went with death. But the gold overlay was on the board and the walls of the building. And the incense altar, the incense altar, table of showbread, golden candlesticks, the Ark of the Covenant, those are all overlaid with gold. You can sort of remember it on the basis of from lesser glory to higher glory as you get inside the building. That's the easiest way to remember. Francis is checking the notes to make sure. I understand that Dave Hunt and Rick Stewart almost brought home a human being instead of a deer. Francis went out for a walk in the woods and somebody saw it was a deer, and there was a deer out there too. Rick shot the deer and got it. And then that's Francis Stewart. So we still have friends with limbo there. Okay. Let's go on to part David and Rick had split the deal between them. They probably got about 6 pounds each. Bambi. I mean, that was a pretty small thing. Okay, part two. Julian, 15 points. What are the three purposes of Mary Fletcher? Right, those are the three answers. Salvation, that God might dwell with us. Variations on all. Does anybody have a problem with it? Somebody made a variation plus the regular way and then one point for each.
Atonement for Israel,
the guilty Christ. You have to read all three of them to
me. Okay. Atonement for Israel, you want the guilty Christ, to act for God's community of people.
Yeah, atonement for Israel is salvation. The guilty Christ is the type of Christ. And access to God is needed people with the same God dwelling. So they got the main heart of all three.
God dwells and forgives the sin, similarly access.
Yeah, same way. It's got the heart of it.
Visible representation of God. Points us to Christ.
Give me 2 points out of three, because she didn't see this. I'll read it again.
Points to Christ, points to the name.
We need the God's will with them. They need the God's will with
them. She got that. She didn't say that.
Oh, you didn't read that.
Oh, it's wrong, but I see that's right.
Okay, good. Yeah, okay, so this, yeah, give me 4 points. Yeah.
A place for God to dwell with the people. So Israel is something quickly can help the New Testament people to understand better.
Salvation, type of Christ, God dwell with them. Pardon? Number two, questions, any more questions? The tabernacle was instituted at Gilgal, right? Shiloh?
No.
Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai. Number three. David was a man of few words and could not build a tabernacle. David was a man of war. You couldn't find it? It's right under John Bergen and your thing. You know that your tabernacle thing? Yeah. No, not the notebook, but the the map. It's right in a stack with that and a couple of the papers. And an administrative book. Try again. Don't worry about it. You can always do it off the tape if you don't get it in time. All right. Number three. David was a man of war and could not build a temple. Number four. Ulysses S. Grant built Solomon's temple. No. Solomon. And number five. Zerubbabel built Zerubbabel's temple. Well, you know, they were the ones charged with it. And what was the reason that they built Zerubbabel's temple? Claudia? What was the reason they built Zerubbabel's temple? The one that was before had been destroyed. The temple of Solomon had been destroyed by Babylon.
Thank you.
a whole bunch of other reasons. Raise your hand if you got something other than that, and they can interact with you.
Need for a place to worship God.
That's okay. Yes.
Now, both those 4 and 5, they're trying to do that.
So, well, class, what should I do? Oh, well, the Levites were the ones that were, maybe not the soul.
How about the whole nation? I could be wrong.
In other words, tax. The whole nation was taxed to provide the stuff to build it with. Well, I guess I'll have to give 1 point total for both those Levites. And the reason they built Roosevelt's temple is because the Solomon's temple was destroyed by the Babylonians. That's the answer I want. So give a half point there. Six. Roosevelt's temple was larger than Herod's temple was, Herod's temple was built for political reasons by Herod. Yes. I'll give credit for selfish. Selfish is okay. What did you say, Larry? Okay. Herod's temple was destroyed by either Romans, Rome, or Titus in 70 AD. Where did you get that? The siege began in 67. Okay, well, we'll get it set up. Anybody else have some other date? Nobody else? Nobody else? It's good. Number 9, give scriptural support for another temple in Jerusalem. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses, just to make sure, 1 through 7, but I believe it's verse 4.
You said we could explain the scripture.
Right. And another one is Joel 2, 17 and 18, where it says, what does it say in Joel 2? Well, first of all, let's say 2 Thessalonians 2, 4. Setting stuff up with God in the temple. And what does it say in Joel 2, 17 and 18? It says, then the priest shall cry between the porch and the altar, and then see there's national repentance in end time Israel. But it says, the priest shall cry between the porch and the altar. So since it says that, you know there has to be an altar in the porch. But there's an altar in the porch in the temple. So there isn't any altar in the porch now. You see. So the end time Jews depending between the porch and the altar. That's how you have to write that one. It's only 1 point. So we're going to change this thing, I guess, from 15 to 14.
Make that 1 15.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. I didn't know that. Cross up the second way. Either you have to have the scripture correct, or you have to write out the context correct, and if they have the scripture partially correct, and if none of the context written out that was written, then give them half points for second Thessalonians chapter 2. Half points for the first. Now, if they took by the question they thought I meant Jesus, the temple of God, as a fuller revelation after, you know, Herod's temple, I can see that.
What about temple in Jerusalem?
Yeah, see, remember how when we started the introduction to the class, we said that there's a detour, you know, there's a detour back to the Jews, getting them back to where we're at in Christ. In Christ's case, he was a fulfillment of it, you know. And then we're all together built into the temple of God, and that's the whole thing in heaven. The Jews have this detour thing where, you know, they brought back up where they should have been before, and then they're brought into the New Jerusalem. And so, you really, theologically, I guess, you know, you could take it as Jesus, or as the end time Jewish temple is the New Jerusalem. But I think that the way it's phrased is obvious enough that it's talking about the end time Jewish situation. Quite, you know, that ought to be clear. So we won't give any credit for anything else.
Okay.
That's good enough, too, because you got a secret for you. Part 3, magic. Oh, God's temple now is us. That's not U.S., but it's us. And the saints. However, well, let's see. The most important aspect, of course, is the head of that us, the man of Christ, and he's in heaven, and God, he's completely one with God. So if you just have Christ down, I'll give you credit. If you have the resurrection Christ in heaven, I'll give you full credit. But it also involves the saints. If you just have saints, I'll give you full credit also. How many saints? Somebody got a real bit of them all summed up and put it all together in a five real bit. On the paper? Want to read it? David, I'm going to put it
together.
Does anybody have any saints in Christ put together? Go ahead. Anything better than that? That has Christ in the concept? Okay, that's good. Matching 25 points. Number 1. Tabernacle court. Answer B. Number 2. What's the answer to number 2? X 18 inches. Number 3. Tabernacle building. 10 by 10 by 30. Number 4. Holy of Holies. F. Number 5. The fence. I. Number 6. Unhewn stone. L. Christ made without hands. L. 7. Fence pillars. The answer is F. 60. 5 cubits apart. Fence fabric. 8. The answer?
R.
Christ's righteousness. Pillar 9. M. Strength. number 10, Shittimwood. Christ Humanity. 8. Number 11, 60 Socket. It should be a did you do the wrong thing on that pillar one?
I think you did it wrong. Yeah. It's safe to point out what you're saying.
What pillar is supposed to lose you? Oh, I know what the answer is. The answer is T.
Three men.
60 by socket. 11 is T. 12, if you think you're right. 12 is capital. And the answer, what's the answer? And it's color. Thirteen. Philip. It's silver connecting rod. J. 14, United States top. Universal Atonement. No. The one is B. B for 14. Yes. Because it's one wrong and one right. Well, it's wrong. Okay, we're on 15. The chords are the one we talked about. Strength of God's love. Okay. 16 pins, and that one is Christ judge in the earth. 17, wrath. And that is Christ's judgment. Uh-oh, we made a mistake. Remember what we did with capital? We made a mistake with capital. The answer to 12 is B, isn't it? B.
Well, then you got
to the answer to 18 is W. No. Just go on, finish it. The answer to 12 is B, and the answer to 18 is W. The answer to 17 is Christ's judgment. O. 19 is E. It's not a spelling. Hebrew transliteration. Each masach is 100 square cubits. 20. Four gate panels in the gate. That is universal door. C. 20 is C. 21 is universal grace, which is Y. 22 is universal atonement, G. 23 is more than enough, which is P. And 24 is John 6:33. I have finished the work, which is U. And 25, five bars, Christ unites body by grace, is Q. How many have a paper in front of them that have no errors on it? Yay!
Wow.
Maybe, huh? What is that? Which one?
Well,
I'll give 1 point credit if they switch B and W. Did you hear that? If they switch B and W, only take one off. Don't take two off. But on everyone else, though, if they switch to them, they miss both of them. But on B and W, they're close enough that I'll give 1 point credit if they switch to them. So you can only take 1 point off if they switch B and W. You cannot take two off. Normally, you take 2 points off. They're both right. What?
Maybe I'm wrong. The one in the
brass,
the two in the
brass. Oh. Where's the other place to put the T? 60 brass sockets. What'd you put there? What'd you put in that 60 socket?
Right?
N?
M.
Well, then where did you put the pillar?
Okay.
What'd you put on 9?
Well, I got them wrong.
What'd you put on 9?
You were wrong. See, my philosophy is that you
could. I can see why you could put 5 cubits for the pillars, because they are. Go ahead.
No, United by grace.
Let me ask a simple question. Larry, how did you get this all right? There's a way that this is fit the best, and that's where it gets. After that one correction of being done with the two. It's really touchy, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Can you explain number 18?
Just ruffle the water a little bit, and you think, wow, this looks fine this way. It's kind of like Bible interpretation, you know. You can go to a scripture, study all these scriptures, and think, well, I got that doctrine all figured out. You left this one scripture dangling, and it doesn't quite work. You don't know how to qualify it, but, you know, and that's kind of what this thing is.
Could you explain number 18?
Well, let's talk about it after first correction. Remember it, and bring it up, and we're done. Multiple choice. First part of the multiple choice is one answer only possible. The second part of the multiple choice is one or more answers.
Oh.
It started at the bottom of page 3. Too bad if you didn't read the directions. So start here. How many didn't see that? Raise your hand. When you were taking the test, you didn't notice that it changed. All right, number 1. Which of the following are not all fence posts? Kind of like an SAT test. You don't see the question. All of the things in the question have to be fence posts. I mean, in order for you not to check them. The right answer is the one that has one of it or more of it not being an actual fence post. Well, it's obvious. Golden cord. Everybody knows there's no golden cord. It didn't say anything about gold. It's a cord. It can't be beaten. But everything else, and you probably painstakingly, if you missed golden cord, you painstakingly went through and checked every part and the rest of them. Number 2, which of these is not a truth involved with defense? to only Shittim was seen outside the fence where no silver is showing. But you know the silver showing because it's the chaff and the silver, and that's the top. And you also know that Shittim was stayed inside. But that is an assumption. So if you say, well, I don't know, that's an assumption, then you got to finish it off by the chapters and obviously make it off the coast.
Just out of curiosity, is that Shittim or is this just left there, open? No telling at all.
Doesn't matter about varnish either, but I don't know, we might have left it with varnish. Psychologically, it's probably being rubbed with oil.
Yeah.
Number three, which is not true of all three doors in the tabernacle plan? Each is attended by a door. Number four, which of these are not made of whiteness? By the way, can't you see number three? You can just contrast the attitude of the world with, you know, the Lord. There's no doorkeeper, you can come in, go to the world, you know, you can just imagine all these, you know, Park Avenue apartments, you know, these big outfits and a half, you know, and big old barrel chest. I'm afraid to walk up next to them and you know, what they do to you. You know. You don't know what they've been trained in. You know. Can't imagine what Oriental art of, you know, how to flip people over and flip things and knock them down. You just don't have any idea. You know. Sure to go near them. You know. You can just imagine the green bushes there by the door, you know, and the carpet neon in, you know. And that's about the enemy's, you know, territory is like that. There's no room in the inn, you know. The Lord, when it was born, there wasn't any room at Bethlehem. There isn't any room anyplace else for him either anymore. In the world of Babylon. Okay. So, the number four, which of these are not made of white linen? The floor of the tabernacle. Number five, the bars. Now, it is a stupid typologically, you know. Barbara had that vision of the white room, the white floor, you know. You go to a wedding and they have the white runners on the carpet, you know. It's not. It fits, I mean, it's sensible, but it just so happens that in this time, the floor is dirt. This type meaning the tabernacle. Alright, five. The bars and boards were acacia wood overlaid with silver? No. Iron wood overlaid with gold? No. Almond branches carved? No. Shittim wood covered in gold? Yes. What?
He is kind of
funny. Oh, okay. Number six. The wood and the bars, the wood of the bars and boards was overlaid with gold to symbolize baptism? No. Carved like almond branches and flowers to symbolize eternal life? Covered with gold to symbolize man immortalized? Inlaid with silver? No. So it has to be seed. Number seven. Corner boards symbolize the life of Christ, deity, full surrender. Christ, the chief cornerstone. That's what he symbolized. Number eight, the gold of the ring stood for God. The gold stood for God. But the ring symbolized eternal life. Huh? It's A on 9. Number 10. How many silver sockets were under each board and how many total silver sockets were there in the tabernacle? B. The answer to 10 is B. Did some of you put none of the above because you didn't understand how to do it? You didn't get it. You didn't realize there were two answers for the two questions in response. he did that. I mean yourself, not to test your question, but you know that yourself when you took the test, you didn't understand how to fit the question with these responses, and so you put none of the above. Nobody did. Okay, good. Yes, Dan.
What was the answer to number 9?
A.
Now, the captain had left the board to go around.
Yeah. Oh, you sort of took it like a true false question.
Well,
there's no board in the tabernacle in it, so none of
no. How many boards are there?
There's 48 boards, 2 on each one. There's 96. The answer is 2, right?
No.
What's the answer?
Well, there's 48 boards and then there's 2 corner boards, right?
Okay. There's a question to try to...
I'm confused because I don't know if there's 46 boards and 2 corner boards and 48 boards and 2 corner boards.
There's 48 boards total, including the corner boards. So 96 is the total number of sockets.
Yeah.
But there's a trick to it. What's the trick? There's four sockets, one under each of the pillars in the middle. And that brings the total up to 100. And so that's 6B. So there's two under each board. So B is the answer. Number 11. What does the total value of the silver indicate? A. Christ's costly atonement. Because see, the total value of the silver was really high. It was expensive. It was expensive Christ, expensive price Christ paid. 12. Who was Ithamar? Now this is one that we knocked off D, because D is true. He is Miriam's nephew because he's Aaron's son, and Miriam was Aaron's sister. So, of course, he's Miriam's nephew. But when I made up the test, I put D down just as an unanswered, and I wasn't thinking, you know, I just threw out Miriam's nephew, just kind of like, you know, off the top of my head, and it turns out it was right. And then, Okay, so he is the fourth son of Levi. No, Aaron. Number 13. So the real answer is that. Okay. Number 13. The tabernacle, white linen cover, was made up of blank curtains joined by loops of blank. So you take one of those four boxes and you put them into two blanks in order. Eight curtains joined by loops of brass, or nine curtains joined by loops of cherubim, or 10 curtains joined by loops of blue. C is the answer. Number 14, the goat's hair tent was blank with curtains joined by loops and blank sashes. It was dyed red with curtains joined by loops and 50 sashes. Well, the 50 is right. But was the goat's hair tent dyed red? No, it was the ram's tent that was dyed red. Was it the goat's hair? And was it dyed white? No, it's not black goat's hair dyed white with brass sashes. That's right on the fact that it's brass, but it wasn't dyed white. Should have put bleached white, that would have been even trickier. Was it black with 50 brass sashes? Yes. So it can't be none of these because it is one of these. Okay, number 15. The cherubim point to Christ as mediator, yes, Christ is the second Adam. Mediator is purple, Christ is second Adam, it's red, Christ is God, man, that's red and blue, so it turns out to be all of your blood. Because they point to Christ, but Christ is all of it. Christ is the God, man, Christ is the mediator, Christ is the second Adam. How many put A, B, or C on that? On the paper you're correcting, you've got A, B, or C. 5, multiple choice, one or more answers. This one can get to that. Tricky one. lambskins dyed red signify? A. Christ as a sin sacrifice. That, maybe you should check that one. Yes, you should. Yes, you should. Check A. How about Christ's blood? Yes. Check B. Christ in the second Adam? Yes. Check C. Full atonement. Well, it's debatable. If you're saying atonement means silver, then you can't check it. But if you mean covering for sin, then obviously you have to. How many took it as covering for sin and checked it? The paper you're correcting took it as covering for sin and checked it. How many didn't check it then? Okay, yeah. Good, 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 good. You were looking at
that
one. Yeah. Is it perfect every? Yeah, every box gets points. So all no, but if it's not supposed to be checked, then they're supposed to get a point. But if they checked it and it wasn't supposed to be, you don't get a point. In other words,
every blank was a point.
Every blank was a point. If the blank had left blank and it was supposed to be left blank, they earned their points for that blank. Yeah. But the correct answer is check, 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 blank. But if you meant, you know, what's all that covering the tissues, okay, number two. The badger skins and ram skins coverings are unmeasured, signifying no limit to Christ's sacrifice. Yes. No limit to Christ's humiliation. Yes. Impartial judgment in Christ. No. No limit to Christ's covering for sin. Yes. Either wrote yes or no, or you checked it, or put a plus or minus, or you put a T or an F, or something like that. You sure you don't want to go to that? You sure you don't want to go look through the test? I feel sorry on you. All right, number three. Blue loops joining the 10 panels of white linen in the tabernacle stand for rites upheld by eternal unending power of God's deity. Yes. Deity seen in grace and righteousness of Christ. Yes. Four. 50 loops equals A, Pentecost, B, Jubilee, C, full measure, and A and B are okay. Yeah, because Pentecost is when they reach the Passover. For six, for number six. Okay, how many votes to throw out Pentecost as a right answer? Raise your hand. How many votes to leave it in as a right answer? Okay, we'll leave it in as a right answer. Okay, number five. Popular demand. Okay, number five. 100 equals A. Complete work. Yes. Yeah. How many is that? Oh, well. You see, 100 is 10 times 10, and it really is full measure. Good work is technically 10. How many did mark complete work? On the paper you're correcting, mark complete work. How many marked none of the 12? Boy, that's close. Well, change that. I think I was wrong in learning complete was the right answer. I don't have my key with me. I'm pretty sure that what I was wanting was none of the above. I'm changing this time. Because what, yeah, because 100 is full measure. Throw out number five. I don't know if I can do the score, but throw it out. Number six. 2 times 5. Is this tabernacle on earth? No. B, double grace, yes. C and D, no. Grace upon grace, yes. So check B and E, move the other ones off. Which are true of the goat's hair tent? 11 curtains? Yes. B. I mean, A. 30 by 4 cubits for each curtain? Yes. B. C. One set of 5 curtains, one set of 4? No. 5 and 6. C. Right. D. Couple by 50 gold attached? No. The type? Brass. One half curtain hanging over the roof? Yes. Front of tabernacle cover? Yes, no, that means the building, not the cloth. G, front curtain, 6, double, yes. H, 2 cubits more goat's hair than linen each side. Nope, only 1 cubit each side. Goat, because lower nature, flesh, and skin, yes. So, correct, it was check A and B, not C, not D, check E and F and G, not H, check I. H, the glories increase. A, between the pillars of the gate and the pillars of the door and the pillars of the bank. Yes or no?
Yes,
it is, because even if the pillars of the door weren't overlaid with gold, they had gold chapiters instead of silver. And then the ones in the veil were gold. B, between the hanging of the gate, door, and veil. Yes. C, between the pockets of the gate, door, and veil. Okay, yeah, this is the one I'm supposed to check out here. You see, the gate sockets are brass. The door sockets are brass, they're filings. The veil sockets are silver. So I'm pretty sure I missed this one. D, between the capitals and pillars are the gate and the door. And the answer is yes. So there's golden in the door, silver in the gate. Between the floor coverings of the gate, door, and veil, no. Sinaitic fans are all people. Yes. Probably up there closer.
Okay. Is the number wrong minus 97?
No.
97
minus the number wrong.
So the score should be 97, 96, 95, 94, 96. Put a score like that at the top of the page. Please put a circle around it. That'll help. Circle it. Any problems?
Yeah.
There you go. The big brain. You just got to do. What's the Jessica? The rock?
Huh?
Yeah. Any questions?
No. Problem.
What is your problem? Have a problem or a question? The problem, those are really bad ideas.
On that,
oh, yeah. Christ's decision, see, the head of the pillars, see, each of those pillars is like Christ. And his decision, the decision is in the head. And that's where he makes the decision, okay. Well, he went into death and he got the atonement, and that silver was put on his he went in his head, his decision to go into the death brought about the atonement. And the silver is what's on his head. It's on his head. The silver is there. Did we not talk about that in class?
You might have.
We did talk about that too. All right, please return them to their owner, and then, if you want to, I'll tell you what we can do. If it's not too embarrassing to you, we can curve it right now, and we can put the gray there. How many is more than 20? Raise your hand if your score is more than 20 wrong. 77 or below. Okay, how low is it?
What's your?
Okay, 73. I just want to know what I have to go for. Well, Dan, I guess you know what you got.
Yeah.
Okay, put it on there. What am I doing? I'm getting fouled up. Okay. When I point to it, raise your hand. The average grade in the class is supposed to be a D minus. So the B minus is the way that most scores are looking at the way that.
You got wrong, 83.
How many 83s are there? So what 83? Are you sure? How many have an 83? What is your score?
82.
Well, that was right. Anybody else like that? Huh?
85.